Blog Talk.
Hey everyone.
Forget about that. Hey Andrew, are you there?
Yeah,
what's up? Sorry
kinda
for calling late.
Kinda caught me off guard, but hey.
I know, dude. I just got here. I think this is Stefan on here. It's just on my number. Let me check.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's
going on, everyone? Hey, stranger.
Welcome back.
Long time
yes.
No talk. It's been a minute.
Where have you been hiding?
School.
like most
of my time. But it's good to be back.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, like, yeah. You know, this one's limited, so let's get into it. It's a great season
right.
To start back on. So I'm super
This
pumped.
Is our first one for this year, I believe, right?
Yeah, it's the first one for the year, and we're always pumped for a role, I feel like. At least for me,
right.
The challenges get a bit, like, disappointing sometimes, but the real world, I'm mm-hmm. always amped up for it, especially with the twist.
Right, yeah, love this twist.
Yes. I mean, we didn't even introduce ourselves. My name is Whitney. For the new people who are unfamiliar with us, you can follow us at Reality Radio Pod on Twitter. You can follow me at JANELMCG on my personal account. Stefan, what's your personal account?
Personal account is Sanders CSS. And then if you're a fan of the challenge, you can follow some of my tweets on the Challenge MTV, at the Challenge MTV.
Right,
Andrew,
then,
follow me.
Got our boy Andrew.
CSU grad, A. Kirk. And yeah.
Nice.
All right, let's jump right into it.
Yeah.
I mean, first, before we get into, like, the cast members, I want to just talk about, like, this new twist that they have going on.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I came up with this idea a couple years ago. I feel like
me and you both, yeah. I think we both talked about this, I want to say, when we first started this, 2012. Right?
Well, when they started doing the explosion season, there's going to be twists.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they should start doing challenges.
You had something, you were like, I think what you said something like, have ways that they can earn their allowance or something like that. So you were on the right track.
Yeah.
Definitely. We always thought that they should add some type of mission, give them something to compete.
Right. I just didn't think that they would add, like, elimination to it,
which I think is
really great.
Oh, you know what? Right.
Yeah, because if you don't do the mission, then you have to get out the house.
Right. You know what? I was actually thinking that this twist was going to be the cast will have to vote, but it's mainly if you don't complete it, then you're out. Which is better, because that way there's no clicks in the house, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen, since Railroad Explosion, we've seen two cast twists. So to be able to see, like, a format twist this time around, I like it. I really do.
Oh, yeah, great. I'm
like,
we
I
don't
think
have
this
to,
is a
we don't
this
have,
is a good
we
cast.
We don't have to see enemies come in the house or anything.
Oh yeah,
which
hey,
I think
this
it was kind
of like
it was kind of overdone. I mean, I like the whole skeletons. I like skeletons and explosion, but after explosion, I think they kind of overdid it with the real skeletons. So to not have anybody like anybody's exes or anybody's former boss come in the house, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It doesn't get crowded and, like, too much, you know. You can just focus on these people. Let's talk about these people. I think it's great. It's a very diverse group of people. I feel like they're very real and authentic and, you know, are who they are. And like, I can't, like, say, this person is going to be just like this person. Like, I feel like we like to do. So I like that.
I was gonna say I have one cast member that I can compare to another one, but I'll talk about her once we get to her.
All right. Well, what do you think about Dion?
I think he's cool. I think he's bringing like the energy. He has a lot of flavor towards the group. You know, that's a good word to say it. He brings like the excitement. He's like a daredevil.
Do you guys remember the guy on Survivor Worlds, the part that got voted off second, Vince?
I remember.
Yeah, Vince.
He reminds me so much of Vince. I mean, he's such a free spirit. He's doesn't really care what people think about him.
Free spirit. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. I mean, he was the one that just straight up jumped out of the hot air balloon, right? Or was that Chris?
Yeah, he did.
I feel like he
kind of has that Puck vibe as well, but not so like mean streak.
Well, I mean, it's only one episode, so we have a long way to go. So
we don't know how a lot of our opinions often change as the season goes along.
True, that is true.
Based on the first episode, I'm loving it. I'm thinking that he just kind of marches to the beat of his own drum type of thing, which is great.
Yep.
Then let's move to Kayla, who I think
is hot.
Probably the most, like, maybe the most, like, not
bombshell,
generic, but, like, typical type of rural cast member out of the group, I think. Which is cool. I like her a lot.
She's blunt.
She's very blunt. She's very straightforward, I think.
Yeah.
But she puts herself out there a lot. She really puts herself out there.
Yeah, the whole golden pussy comment. Oh, my God. It's
that
like,
was really weird.
It's like you'd be willing to say that on national TV to broadcast all over the world to your friends and family.
That was
like kind of cringeworthy. Cringe a little bit, but
and then we'll definitely talk about it later. But the guys going into the bathroom and talking about it.
No, they weren't impressed. Yeah, they weren't impressed.
Yeah they weren't. You know, she's a little.
Yeah, but I agree with Steph, and this girl Kayla's gorgeous.
Oh yeah, she's a bombshell. I think she's pretty.
Uh-huh.
And it seems like, because we did a poll on Reality Radio Pod, it seems like a lot of people are pushing for Kayla and Dion, or they think Kayla and Dion will be like the top dogs if they were to ever do a challenge on their season. So we'll see.
Really? I voted on that thing, and I chose two people who were like had the least amount of votes. I chose Chris for the guys, and then I chose Sabrina for the girls.
You know what? I chose CJ just because, you know, CJ, and then I ended up choosing Dean.
This is the first time hearing about this, so I didn't vote.
Oh, yeah, it's on Reality Radio Pod, so if you want to put your vote in, you can do that too, Andrew. Like, anyone else out there as well.
Is it on the Twitter handle or the blog?
Yeah, it's on the Twitter handle. I believe the last time I saw, like, Kayla and Dion was in the lead.
And this was just, like, yesterday or what?
Yeah, last night. It was like in the spare of the moment.
Okay.
I didn't do it.
That's funny. Okay, so let's go to Dean. I love Dean. I think he's great.
Yeah, he seems cool. He's very likable.
Yeah, he's,
for, like,
he's,
right
got,
now.
He's got a big-time story to share. I mean, he had the whole he got married, and then he's going through a divorce right now. So he's a casting type we haven't seen before, so I think it's interesting.
I feel like we haven't seen someone come in and have a storyline as, you know, getting divorced like that. So it should be interesting.
And honestly,
to play out.
Honestly, with Dean, I don't see how he's going. I mean, it was kind of weird his interaction with Chris, but honestly, I don't see how he gets along with the guys. It's like, if he wasn't on the show, I don't see how he'd be friends with these two guys outside of the show.
Well, that's what's so great about this, you know? It's like, because you see, like, Leroy and Mike being really good friends outside of the thing, you know?
Right.
It always had
Leroy,
that little connection.
That's so true. Yeah, that's so very true.
Speaking of Leroy, him and Nani, I don't know if you guys saw this, Catfish had a special episode before the Real World aired, and him and Nani were on, like, one of the commercial breaks talking about, oh, who's going to make it for this? Who's going to hook up first? I don't know if you guys saw that or not.
I did see something like that, yeah.
Yeah, they were only on for like a minute,
that's cool. Mm-hmm. And Dean kind of reminds me of Leroy. This is like his personality. So We're safe. And they, I think he said he can't swim either. So.
Yeah. My favorite quote from Dean in the premiere was, "Women and food are my weakness," or something like that.
Yeah. Very true.
Well, speaking of Dean's women, let's get to Jenna. He seems to have taken a liking to Jenna.
She's another pretty girl. She's from the South. But I had no idea that she was this, you know, like, I guess, what's the best way to say it? Southern or, you know, redneck? Just based off the conversation that she had with CJ in the bathroom. Kind of took me off guard. I didn't know she was going to even have a conversation.
Was she taking me off guard at all?
It took me off guard because I wasn't thinking that at all. I was just thinking, you know, another Southern girl, pretty face, and then all of a sudden she just seems like very unaware, you know?
What
she seems like she's just been stuck in her bubble.
Southern like that, because I'm very Southern, okay? And you have Cameron from the San Diego season, the first San Diego season, very Southern. So I don't think it's a Southern thing. I think it's just...
I don't think it's something either. I was thinking that she wasn't going to be, you know, come off as racist.
It's ignorant.
If you have seen her casting tape, which I tagged you in, Stefan, when I posted about the casting tape, I tagged you in, and I was like, I wonder what Stefan thinks about her.
That's my fault. I only saw like 15 seconds or like 10 seconds of it, and then I stopped.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this girl is going to be a mess.
But now I know, like, why, you know, the rest of the story.
I was expecting something. I was like, they wouldn't show that part of her casting tape
if something didn't happen
in the house in regard to that situation. So
This is going to be,
I just
like
wasn't expecting it the first night, though, the first day.
Yeah.
I
you guys know who she reminds me of from Past Real World?
Who?
Drunk Ashley.
Oh, her. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, because she starts a lot of controversy.
She's all over the place. She doesn't know when to shut up.
Right.
House, that'd be annoying, but that makes great TV for a girl who just runs her mouth 24/7, you know?
Yeah.
And not even knowing what she's saying.
Right. Mm-hmm. We'll see how long.
I think she knew what she was saying. I think it's just like, I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know. It's weird. I want to see more of it. I want to see more of it. It's clearly, based on the preview, it's not over. You know, they had this sweet little moment at the end of the episode, which we'll get into more, but, you know, clearly after seeing that preview, she digs herself into a hole. And CJ buries her, kind of.
Yeah, she went off.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I'm excited about her. I think she's cool. Let's get into Chris. You know, what do you think about him? He actually gave me, like, kind of Frank vibes for some reason. Like, from the way he carries himself, his whole story about how...
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
He was a Mormon, so he's kind of confused, you know. But the thing with him, though, he come onto the show a lot farther along, and he's like, you know what, I'm just going to do, like, the most, what did he say? And I think this one was in his casting tape. He was like, I'm just going to do the most, like, daringest things or something like that to push myself even farther out of my comfort zone and, you know, to see what happens. And I think that's cool. I think he's someone who, he embodies go big or go home. I think that he is perfect.
Honestly, he's into it.
Out of the seven cast members, I know the least about him. Like, honestly, I've only watched the episode once, so I'm trying to remember as much as I can. And honestly, other than the fact that I know that he's a pansexual, which I guess is another word for bisexual, am I right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All these
but other than that, I really don't know nothing. And I've been talking about it to people. I feel like him and Dion look like they're related of some type. I know they're not, but they look related.
Oh wow, related! I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that I do remember from the episode was he was the one that figured out the words on the wall could mean something for every mission. Like, you can tell he's thinking or whatever.
Mhm. Which I think is really, really cool that they have that, you know, like something that they can always look at and just figure out, okay, what's their next little thing we have to do.
Right. Yeah.
I wonder how difficult, like the difficulty levels on these challenges, how far would they go? Or will it vary between, I mean, of course it's going to vary, like jumping out of a hot air balloon. It was more difficult for CJ than, say, like a Dion, but, you know, I wonder if you guys really going to, like, some road rules type stuff.
Tough, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Do you guys like the idea of having the executive producers kind of, like, host each mission, or do you think they should have actually got, like, a host for this season?
I
think it's only going to be, like, a one-time thing. I think they're going to, like... They're going to give them, like, a cell phone. You know how on the challenges they have cell phones? They're going to text them and, like, people that... Because I know, spoiler alert, next episode, the guys have to do drag. I don't know if you guys knew that.
He's what?
They have to dress up as drag queens.
Oh, that's what their next task or mission?
Yeah. So what I'm guessing is the hosts are going to be, like, the people that are, like, from the clubs are from... the places they go to.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like that road rule vibe. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's what he did for girls, I believe. They always had someone at, like...
From the site that they were at.
The host.
Yeah. Yeah, cool.
We haven't spoken about CJ yet. She's probably going to be my favorite cast member.
CJ.
But what's
that's
your take on
right
her? That's, you like
she's cool. So down to earth, so real, so relatable, so likable, very mature, and I felt like she handled herself well in that intense conversation with Jenna in the bathroom. You know, and her story is very heartbreaking as well. Her, you know, her mom and her dad. Yeah. So I like her.
Mhm. What do you think, Andrew? What's your take on CJ?
Yeah, she definitely has been through a lot of life experiences before going on the show. So, I mean, MTV definitely got it right there, casting her.
Mm-hmm. Is it true that she's related to someone from the Bad Girls Club? Is that true?
I have no idea. Could be.
Okay. Who knows?
I don't know. Stay away from that show from now on.
Bad Girls Club was fucking weird last season.
Right. Because people were,
last
I saw
season
some
was
stuff on Twitter,
from
people
heard.
Were saying that there's, like, someone, her sister from the show. I don't know. Could be false.
Yeah, we can find out.
Yeah, well, I'm happy we have someone on this show that, that isn't so all about the violence and trying to show up somebody or trying to prove that they're, like, you know, the HBIC, like, people like to think that is a cool thing to
be. Naya.
You know?
Your favorite Naya.
Or, you know, it's just someone who just so quick to react and not think. And
right.
I was like,
right.
Yes, girl, you are thinking. You're not saying anything
very
in this
mature.
Conversation, but you are thinking. And I love that. It shows, like, maturity, but also shows, like, she's here to just, you know, for the experience, and she's, you know, she's not here to appear to be some type of way on television, you know,
unlike two other girls on the cast, she's not there to get laid, at least that's not what it was, that's not what it seemed in the first episode.
Right.
Because there's
that
two of the girls, Kayla and the I don't believe we talked about Sabrina yet, but those two, all they seem like they want to do in the real time.
Like,
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's like,
right.
We've seen it before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about Sabrina. Let's just get into her real quick.
She's a musician.
She's a musician. Another wild one.
Yeah.
She's giving me, like, I'm not trying to compare, like, Vegas seasons, but for some reason when I look at her, I see Cook in a way that's like...
Are you kidding me?
Cook as
a bond? I don't know. I'm not kidding.
I can see that because Cook was very flirtatious, but she wasn't like saying half the stuff that Sabrina was saying. At least from
Do you not remember Cook and Dustin when she like was like sticking her like tongue out in the club? Was like and knew that Dustin was with Heather. Like she was what?
True. Yeah.
She's not and now we, though, but when
Cook
we first start
like,
Cook,
I was rooting for Cook. Rooting for Cook on that season. I don't know about Sabrina. I'm still feeling her.
Yeah,
out.
Because he came in and all the other girls hated her for no reason. That's what we were rooting for.
Yeah.
But if she started originally and she had that, I think she would be kind of like a Sabrina, very flirtatious.
Sabrina?
Open and blunt, which is fine because you're on the show.
She's another Mormon, right? Or she is a Mormon, correct? Didn't she say that in a limo?
I seriously doubt that.
I thought she said that in a limo.
Her quote in that casting special, which they aired after the episode, which I don't understand, every girl deserves an orgasm.
But she said something in the limo that made Chris think that, okay, we're both Mormons. Or maybe that was another girl.
It could have been Jenna.
I want to say that's Sabrina. I want to say that's her.
I think it was Sabrina. And that's why everybody was, like, shocked that she said she's a Mormon, but she's walking around and talking like this, that, and the third. But, you know.
Yeah.
No judge.
Well, they're on the real world, so I think that whole Mormon traditions thing is kind of thrown out the window at that point.
Right.
I mean, nobody's the perfect Mormon on the real world than Chet Kim.
Exactly.
Let's get real. Look at Julie.
It's like, no.
She was close. On the real world, she was close.
She was close. And she's probably a lot better now. So.
Yeah. If you guys have anything to say, like any deeper thoughts on, you know, the big confrontation of the episode, you want to call that.
The Jenna one.
Expressing herself and how happy she was to have, like, I guess her, you know, in her words, like the two, you know, two good black people in the house instead of some thugs that she's used to, which threw me for a loop. I was just kind of like plugging my ears. Not kind of looking away, like, oh my gosh, stop talking. It was so bad.
Just
but
like
she never stopped.
Like
she kept going.
Bad.
It was bad.
It was horrible.
Can you just be cute and not talk? I think that's one of the one-liners Dean said.
Dean said that.
That's all he wanted.
Yeah.
What did she exactly say again? She said something like, "Keep the black people always try to play the victim." I think that was her main. Issue.
Yeah, I guess her main point was just kind of like saying that, because she was talking to Dean and CJ, and she was just kind of saying
right.
like, you know, black people from where I'm from, they're usually just very like,
where is she from?
Like West Virginia, I believe.
West Virginia.
Okay. But she was just kind of like saying that she's kind of giving them a compliment in her eyes, you know. She was saying, like, you guys are, you know, actually good black people. You know, you're not a mess. You're not like, you know, thuggish and rough and, you know.
She's from South Carolina.
South Carolina. Oh, why did I say Virginia?
Yeah.
What the heck?
South Carolina.
Yeah,
that's even better.
We got somebody from Georgia, Chris is from Brooklyn, New York, Dean's from LA, Dion's from Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna's from Easley, South Carolina. Fort Myers, Florida is where Kayla's from. I think I remember hearing that she moved somewhere, though. And then Serena's from Topsfield, Massachusetts.
Cool.
And I don't know if this goes the same for you, but this is the first real cast that everybody I'm older than, which is kind of scaring me.
Everyone's what?
I'm older than everybody on this real cast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I said the same thing after I saw that episode. I was like, all seven of them seemed really, really interesting and cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, the age, the oldest one is Dean. He's 25. I'm 26.
Oh, you said older.
I know yeah. Yeah, last season, the
it's
only
weird.
One that was older than me was Tony.
Right, right.
Yeah,
the older you get, the more that's going to happen because they have a cutoff at further world. So you keep getting older and they still casting like 25 the younger, everyone's going to be younger than you.
Yeah, but last season,
you
Tony
know
was
they,
Tony
that's his age limit as well. Major. It's no longer 18. It's like 20 or 21 now. And older, which is good. Yeah.
Yeah, with the whole Priscilla thing.
Especially
if you're
going
to
be in Vegas.
It was...
Exactly, yeah. Maybe in Vegas, and you can't drink.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, that conversation hopefully, she learns some things.
Mm-hmm. Well, to talk about the whole situation, though, one of my Twitter followers, I was talking with her on Twitter, and she said... that she doesn't think that she's a bad person at all. She's very misguided, which I think that's the word right there, is misguided.
Yeah, probably so.
Does she remind you of what Emily Scrum went through on Real World and the Battle of the Exes?
No.
I mean,
not at all. I feel like Emily was like way more innocent. So like, oh, you can battle it.
No, I mean when it comes to like the whole being around people of different colors.
Where's Emily from? I mean, yeah. I guess, but where's she from originally?
Where's Jenna from? South Carolina.
No, Emily.
Isn't she
I feel like it's two different things.
Michigan? Yeah, I think it's very two different things. I don't think they are related at all. But okay, so let's quickly jump to the end of the episode. You know, I thought this was so like this is great. They went to this little event I'd never heard of before, and apparently you do it in Vegas, and you like have these little what were they? Were they like a little like paper lanterns? Like it was weird. You know, you could like write.
Yeah,
you could write whatever
you
want on
it.
And
you let it go.
And they're in.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they have like
they did that on Hangover too. I don't know if you guys remember that when after the wedding, they did the whole paper lantern thing.
And I do remember that. And they also did it on Tyler Perry's "Why Did I Get Married Too?" Towards the end, all the couples.
It was really sweet, and I liked it. And I liked seeing stuff like this.
I did. Yeah, it was a nice little moment.
It was, like, a really cute moment, and I liked that they didn't end it on some craziness. Like, this was sweet, and it was, like, it's a perfect send-off and for the mess that was the preview. But, you know, that was great.
I agree. I feel like, I feel like they started off on a good foot.
Yeah, it really, really great.
Do you guys
during what?
Do you guys know the ratings for the premiere?
Someone said it was the same ratings as Bloodline premiere. I think like in the 500,000, which is technically good for MTV now.
I guess.
So hopefully it finds out, though. So actually, I like this theme. I want to see where it goes.
Yeah. And real quick, before you sign off, did you guys like the outcome of Bloodlines? Because we haven't been on in so freaking long.
And the outcome of Bloodline. I see. You know what? I was rooting for Corey and Mitch, so I could really care less about Car Maria. No offense, and Jamie. I was
Come
Cara
on,
Mitch. But I'm happy for Car Maria though. I'm happy she finally got her win. She deserves it.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. What do we
got? We got 2 months till Rivals 3.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Were you happy about it?
I was. I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
like
all three of us have talked with Cara Maria, and she's like one of the nicest ones that I think I've ever interviewed.
Wow.
Really down to earth. The whole cousin thing was kind of annoying.
Right. But yeah, I
looking for that, and I'm glad Corey did so well, because we'll definitely see him a bunch more times.
Right.
I don't know what that does for JG. Unfortunately, I don't know if we'll ever see him again, even though he like really wants to.
Mm-hmm. JG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think with Corey doing so well, I think might not have JG back.
Well, there's enough room for everybody. Whatever.
Right.
We have enough room for all these already the ones people. There's enough room for everyone on this past Real World seasons.
Right. Who from this season of the Real World do you want to see at least
everyone
be on talent?
Everyone.
I was gonna say the same thing. Yeah, everyone.
Everyone but Jenna and Chris.
You said Jenna and Chris? I mean, you know, I think Jenna would be actually interesting. See how she get along with everyone. You know?
The challenge only has enough room for one Jenna.
She doesn't bring anything.
You know? What?
Hey, she's made it to two finals, though.
Yeah, Jenna,
and
she
made two finals. And she's great to look at.
Yeah, she is great to look at.
And what are you trying to say about this, Jenna? Is she not?
Jenna came out of nowhere and just started, like, beasting.
I don't know. She's...
Whatever.
I have to watch more.
This one
episodes.
Is actually entertaining and is actually interesting and brings something out of it. Jenna has done nothing.
You know
yes, she's made it
That's
to the end, but...
She got more personality.
What are you
going to
say about
her?
Like, what are you going to say? Like, do you even talk about it in discussions other than that she went, you know? Like, she does nothing. So, there is only one room... Enough room for one Jenna. It needs to be this one.
And I can see her acting like Camilla, having like a blowout.
I think so. Anyway, getting back on track. you
That's
didn't even get like we're
balance,
on the recording left. We're on the streaming left. Like the live stream has left the building, so you only have like a few more minutes. But any
okay.
final words about anything? We didn't really get deep into CJ's story, but it was mentioned on here. You know, it's a tragic story, and I think it brought tears to everybody's eyes. Not only her castmates, but also, like, the viewers. It was insane.
It was very serious. Yeah, heartbreaking.
Yeah, but that's what
definitely.
Just, you know, it's one of those moments that just, like, that's what Real World brings. That a lot of reality shows don't.
I agree.
For all the stuff that they, you know, for all the manipulation and the things like that people, you know, say reality TV is about, I think that it applies to a lot of the shows, but not the Real World. This one is, I feel like, it's strictly you.
Mm-hmm.
I really love that.
Isn't this isn't Real World the longest running reality TV show?
What'd you say?
It is.
Isn't Real World
it's
like the longest running reality TV show?
Because,
I mean, it started, what, in 92, 93, maybe?
Yeah. It's the very first reality show, you know? So,
but my final words on this is I feel like this season is going to do something that we haven't seen in a few years, and it's going to show the realness of the show. I mean, the whole thing with CJ's story was real.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we haven't seen that in the past few worlds. I mean, obviously the past two, I mean, we've seen it to an extent. I feel like last time we had...
I felt like Jason's story could possibly... Jason's story was kind of like this, but on a different level. From Scotland.
I mean, that was like one minute of an episode. That was like in a couple of episodes. I mean, I'm talking about the whole season. Last time that I think we've seen like a real world was, I think, the previous Vegas. Maybe even San Diego. I don't know.
Right. No, not San Diego.
No. You like that mess. But yeah, so this is going to be a great season, I'm really excited to talk with some people. I'm going to try and get Dion on first, actually, He looks like he's
kind
of
Dion. I have the lady email. She reached out to you.
Oh, yeah, we got to get Jenna, too.
We're going to get everyone this season.
Hey, Whit. Andrew with us, just so she's comfortable.
Hey, Whit, did Shauna reach out to you guys or no?
Who?
Shauna.
There was a lady that I've been in contact with in the past, and she reached out to me before the season started. And she was like, oh, you can do phone interviews with the cast. And I'm the one to reach out to. I don't know if she ever reached out to you or not.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I'll text you the email.
What was I about to, I was about to say something. Oh, my gosh. I was totally about to say something. Jeez. All right. It'll come to me. All right. So, yeah. Okay. So, I guess that's a wrap for our Rural Go Big Go Home premiere discussion.
Sure.
Stoked for the season. It's going to be great. And you guys can check out our blog right here at talkingrealitytv.blogspot.com. Our discussion will be up there. I'll also begin, we'll start updating the blog regularly more often. So,
yeah,
follow us at Reality Radio Pod. You follow Andrew at
CSU Grad A Kirk.
You can follow me at Sanders CSF.
And the Challenging TV.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Check you later. Thanks for tuning in.
All right, y'all. Thanks.
Ciao.
See you later.